Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have a plethora of community announcements, along with some news concerning the typhoon that is just devastating the Philippines at this time, along with a new restaurant that is in Iowa that just recently opened up, and then some food news also here locally in Minnesota. But last week we spoke of the recently completed 73rd annual ball of the Film Minnesota Association, which is also was their election and induction of their officers. So let's congratulate the officers of the Film Minnesota Association, that is President Eric Yeva, Vice President Jen Shire, Secretary Eileen Talatala Love, along with Treasurer Joel Bong, Public Relations Officer Paul Valentos, Auditor Janita Janet Torres, along with the four board members of Genevieve Bulak, Teresa DeLusa, Rafael Granda, Beverly Harrison, and FMA Muse, Angeline Nalitan. In regards to some community announcements here in the Twin Cities, if you are a fan of basketball, the Minnesota Timberwolves take on the Sacramento Kings on Friday, November the 14th. And one of the coaches, one of the player development coaches on the Sacramento Kings is none other than PBA legend Jimmy Alapag, who has been serving in this position, I believe, for the last 3 years or so. He also was a coach in the G League as well for the Stockton Kings, and I believe he won a G League championship with Golden Gopher great Bobby Jackson, who I believe is now currently a staff member of the Philadelphia 76ers, who ironically have a Filipino American basketball player on the 76ers, Jared McCain. But in regards to other community announcements that we have as well, the Philippine Consular Services will be taking place this coming Saturday, November the 15th, and that will be from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Philippine Center of Minnesota. Some of the consular services that will be taking place is passport, dual citizenship, notarization, civil registration, and other services. I believe this is by appointment only, so if you're looking for more information in regards to this event or making an appointment for such an event, you can contact Dodge at 651-260-1072, or you can also message him at dodgeflores@gmail.com. And looks like the really world-renowned, world-famous band Cat's Eye is opening up their concert tour at the Armory on Saturday, November 15th. That starts at 8:30 p.m. One of their members of their group is a Filipina by name of Sofia La Fortaleza. And that is it in regards to some of the community announcements. Something I just saw recently this evening is that in a restaurant in Stillwater, Lolito's, that through, looks like it started November 6th and through the end of the year, on Wednesdays and Thursdays, they will be having a Filipino fusion series. Their chef, Vanessa Gante, is a Filipina. And here's some of the stuff that they've had last week on their menu. For the pulutan, the appetizer is that lumpia, traditional Filipino egg roll with pork and veggies, plus dipping sauce and sesame salsa, matcha, Filipino chicken wings in tamarind, garlic, ginger, braised Amish chicken wings with crispy rice cake broth, pickled vegetables, gujillo chili powder. In terms of the ulam, they have bistik tagalog, thin slice of hanger steak marinated in tamarind, garlic, and vinegar with seared onions, rice, tortilla, crisps, scallions, and heirloom tomatoes. They also have duck confetti, black garlic adobo, crispy duck confit with black garlic adobo, au jus, dried chili, roasted sweet potatoes, rice, radish, scallions, blue tortilla. And then they have their Silihan Bicol Express, coconut milk, braised pork, ginger, garlic, fish sauce, serrano chilies, pickled veggies, rice, rice. They also have a walleye kare kare, coconut floured crusted seared walleye, peanut shrimp curry, fish sauce, garlic, achote, coconut milk, broccolini, zucchini, cabbage, walnut, salsa, and matcha. And if you're wondering why are you doing a Mexican-Filipino menu, as we stated earlier, Chef Gante grew up in the Philippines, and we thought it would also be a fun way to work with her on this series. Also, the Philippines and Mexico were colonized by Spain and were main destinations of the Spanish-Galleon trade routes in the Pacific. A lot of ingredients, techniques, and names have been adopted between them. What is Philippine cuisine like? Super varied, with over 7,000 islands and a history of trade of colonialism. It can be a little difficult to describe the cuisine. The two main influences are indigenous and Chinese cuisine, but there is still plenty of influence from Spain, Mexico, India, Britain, the U.S., and many more. And it looks like in regards to this Filipino fusion series, they encourage that you make a reservation, and you can do that one of two ways. You can do it via the phone lines at 651-342-0972 or by going to lolitosstillwater.com. As we mentioned earlier, Cat's Eye will be performing at the Armory in Minneapolis on Saturday, November the 15th at 8:30 p.m. And this is their song called Mean Girls.
God bless the sweet girls, God bless the dream girls, God bless the queen girls and tell the other cheat girls, God bless the free girls, and yes, God bless even the mean girls. Girls, and yes, God bless even the mean girls. Yes, yes, you might not give me my respect. Yes, you might shoot me right below the neck, but I'll forgive, cause insecurity's a mess. Yeah, I forgive because you're making your own bed. Yes, yes, this is why I hate the internet. Yes, but you're not gonna kill my happiness, so I forgive and getting closer to forget. Yeah, I forgive because you're making your own bed. Oh yeah, 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 you're pretty but it acted. Oh yeah, 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 I'm still wishing you the best. Yeah, 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 yes. God bless the sweet girls, God bless the dream girls, God bless the queen girls, I'm telling you the cheat girls, God bless the free girls, and yes, God bless even the mean girls.
girls. God bless the hot girls. God bless the thought girls. God bless the shot girls that go get what they want, girls. God bless the free girls. And yes, God bless even the mean girls.
Sending you love it cause it's all I can control. Sending you love, I hope you don't end up alone. Because
yeah, 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 you're pretty but it acted. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I'm still wishing you the best. God bless the sweet girls. God bless the dream girls. God bless the queen girls. I'm telling you the cheat girls. God bless the free girls. And yes, God bless even the mean girls. God bless the hot girls. God bless the thought girls. God bless the shot girls that go get what they want, girls. God bless the free girls. And yes, God bless even the mean girls.
And once again, that was Cat's Eye with their song Mean Girls. And if you happen to live in a city that has Jollibee, I believe there is a Cat's Eye inspired dish there as well. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFEI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. on 90.3 FM. Also can be heard online at kfa.org/program/Filipino American National News. We can also be found on the KFEI app on both Google Play and Apple Store, and our shows are archived up to 2 weeks on those platforms. But for right now, we're going to head over to the news desk. And this comes from Reuters. Typhoon Fung Wong ravaged the northern Philippines overnight, killing at least two people and cutting off some towns as residents emerged on Monday morning after a sleepless night to start assessing the damage. More than 1 million people were evacuated before Fung Wong made landfall as a super typhoon in the eastern town of Dinakulangan in Aurora Province on Sunday night. It pounded the parts of the country's main island, Luzon, with fierce winds, heavy rain, and storms swell through the night. The typhoon, locally named Uwan, damaged houses in northern city of Santiago in Isabela Province. Tree branches and electric posts were also felled by the typhoon. We could not sleep last night because of the winds hitting our metal sheets and the trees' branches falling, said Romeo Mariano, who was sheltered with his grandmother in their home. Almost all the tree branches nearby fell, and when we got to check our home, we saw the damage, he added. At least two people were killed by the typhoon, according to an early report from the Civil Defense Office, with two others injured. Aurora Vice Governor Patrick Alexis Angara said at least three towns were inaccessible due to landslides and broken roads. Assessment and clearing operations are underway, Angara told the broadcaster DZMM. The state weather agency said the typhoon was now moving over the South China Sea and is forecast to shift northeast towards Taiwan. It warned that a large portion of the country still faced heavy rains and severe winds, along with storm swells in coastal areas. Over 400 flights have been canceled since Sunday, the Civil Aviation Regulator said. Fong Wong was the 21st storm to hit the Philippines this year and came immediately after Typhoon Kalamagi, which last week killed 224 in the country and another 5 in Vietnam. For right now, we're going to play some Filipino soul music. It's from a group known as the Boyfriends, and the name of their song is Dahil Mahal Kita.
Sabihin nila, ika'y patuloy kong mamahalin. Maging sino ka man, di na magbabago ang pag-ibig ko. Dahil minamahal kita, walang makakapigil sa aking damdamin. Lagi dahil mahal kita, lahat ng bagay ay aking matatanggap. At dahil mahal kita, handa kong magpalaya. Kahit katumbas, ito'y kasawian. Dahil mahal kita, sa'yo lamang liligaya. At di na muling iibig pa. Sabihin nila, ika'y patuloy kong mamahalin. Maging sino pa man, di na magbabago ang pag-ibig ko. Dahil minamahal kita, walang makakapigil sa aking damdamin. Lagi dahil mahal kita, lahat ng bagay ay aking matatanggap. At dahil mahal kita, handa akong magparaya. Kahit katumbas, nito'y kasawian. Dahil mahal kita, sa'yo lamang liligaya. At di na muling iibig pa. Ito'y kasawian. Dahil mahal kita, sa'yo lamang liligaya.
And that was the Boyfriends with Dahil Mahal Kita. And we do have time to head over back to the news desk. And this comes from the Des Moines Register. The morning of October 25th was a rush. Manila Boy was in the house. At Horizon Line Coffee, Irvin Idio, the Ankeny chef behind the pop-up restaurant inspired by his homeland of the Philippines, was slinging traditional Filipino breakfast tables with a twist. The 39-year-old father of two enlisted his crew, including his wife, parents, and siblings, to serve customers who piled in into the downtown Des Moines shop that Saturday morning to grab items off the menu. On the list was tosilog, a slow-roasted pork belly dish paired with garlic rice and a fried egg, and tofu sisig, a plant-based alternative to the usual crispy pork dish served on sizzling plate. Ube waffles and ube chomporado, chocolate rice porridge with ube hayala, jam made from purple yam, rounded out the rest. A native vegetable in the Philippines. Ube is similar to purple sweet potatoes and is a core ingredient in many Filipino desserts, adding sweet, nutty flavor. In 2 hours, Indio's menu was nearly sold out. The recent success of Indio has found serving Filipinos food in Des Moines. He says comes from a desire to share his culture and plant stronger roots in a state he has called home for almost 2 decades. The latter also is a driver for other Filipino entrepreneurs in Iowa seeking to showcase their family stories, journey, and heritage to bring people together. I'm just passionate about what we can bring as Filipinos here, especially in Iowa, to represent us here, said Indio, who launched Manila Boy last year. Why not do it? Indio said it saw a glimpse of same success as an experience now in 2018 after opening Lumpian Company, where he introduced Iowans to Lumpia, fried spring rolls, among other foods in downtown farmers market. But the birth of his son, COVID-19 pandemic, and a move to Cedar Falls to be closer to his wife, family, put a business on hold. Manila Boy is Indio's comeback, a passion project that bridges the past and the present. Through cooking, Indio draws from memories of growing up in the Philippines capital of Manila with his siblings and watching their mother stir up dishes for dinner. And the same, why not, Ed, who is guiding his older sister, Shan Ferry, and her wife as they build the House of Lumpia. Indio said that he told his sister, we could start this and influence other Iowans to do the same. The Ferries also began their business in 2024, hit the farmer markets with their Lumpia, starting in Ankeny, where they lived, and later adding Ames and Des Moines, South Side. At the House of Lumpia, the fried spring rolls can come spicy, also called dynamite or loaded, with glazed bacon, jalapenos, and sour cream cheese. Shan and Rox told the lead, drawing the influences from her home in Bicol region of the Philippines, where the Philippine food is known to be spicy, creamy, with coconut milk. She leans on lessons from her parents and other tidbits from YouTube videos. For the Fairies, the connection with the customers has been the biggest reward. The amount of work you put in is not a joke, Sheen, 41, said. It's not the sale that we're getting, Rocks, 34, added. Just hearing people say that they love our food. The sentiment resonates with Zeph Folkarts, who runs Grounded by the Collective, a mobile coffee and flower bar business with her 6 siblings. When the downtown farmers market ended in season October 25th, the 34-year-old Folkart says she and her family received a card from a group of customers who signed it with a note, your biggest fans. That put into perspective the work that their families has done and the time that they have instead to invest in their dreams and make them come true. It's very much a family effort, and I think it's always will be. And that's really amazing for us because we are so close to one another, said Raven Demir, the Folkart's youngest sister. Folkarts and Demirs and their father was a Methodist minister in the Philippines. They moved often as family, eventually leaving their home for the U.S. in the 2000s. And that is it from our news desk for this week's show. We're going to end the Philippine American National News with some soul music and maybe a little more with some funk music and maybe some R&B as well, first of which will be a song by the group Regalado entitled Pinoy Funk, and then a song by Anthony Henre called Pinoy Love. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
He's from California. His name is Honoré. Honoré. Honoré.
You are my Benoit love.
Get to know you and everything.